May 1, 1920. The sanctity of one who lives in the divine will is a continuous glory. One who lives in the divine will, living on a high place, must bear the pains of those who live down below. My misery makes itself felt more and more. I was saying in my interior, "My Jesus, what a life mine is." And he, without giving me time to say anything else, quickly answered, "My daughter, for one who lives in my will, sanctity has only one point, a continuous glory followed by as it was in beginning, it is now and ever shall be, world without end." There is nothing in which she does not give glory to God, complete in everything, always stable, always equal, always queen, without ever changing. This sanctity is not subject to setbacks or losses, but to always reigning. Therefore, its foundation is the glory and its prerogative is the as it was in the beginning, etc. As I continued to lament about his privations and the subtractions of suffering, while he gives it out abundantly to others, my always lovable Jesus came out from within my interior, and placing his head on my shoulder, all afflicted, told me, "My daughter, one who lives in my will lives on a high place. And one who lives on a high place can look down below with more clarity. She has to take part in the decisions, in the afflictions and everything which befits persons who live on a high place. Don't you see this in the world? Sometimes only father and mother do, and sometimes also the eldest child is able to take part in the decisions and in the sufferings of the parents. While they are under the nightmare of painful sufferings, uncertainties, intrigues, losses, the other little children don't know anything about it. Rather, they let them play and continue the course of ordinary family life, not wanting to embitter those tender lives without a useful purpose for them and for the parents. The same happens in the order of grace. One who is little and still growing lives down below. Therefore, purges are necessary in order to make her grow in sanctity. It would be as if one wanted to talk about business, intrigues, pains, to the little ones of the family. They would be stunned, and would not understand a thing. But one who lives in my will, living on a high place, must bear the pains of those who live down below, see their dangers, help them, take such serious decisions as to make one tremble, while they remain tranquil. Therefore, calm yourself. We will have a communal life in my will, and together with me you will take part in the sufferings of the human family. You will watch over the great storms which will arise again. And while they play in the midst of danger, you will cry with me over their misfortune.